The first coach on the teleconference is Wisconsin head coach Tony Granato. The Badgers were picked sixth in the Big Ten preseason coaches poll and placed unanimous selection Wyatt Kalanick on the preseason watch list. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. If you'd like to make an opening statement, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Yep, thanks, Adam. Welcome, everybody. Thanks for joining the call. Obviously, at this point of year, everybody's really excited to get going. We're in our fourth week of four-hour practice sessions. We have nine freshmen that have joined our program that we're really excited about and looking forward to see how they do as we get underway or getting ready to get underway with our season. I think the one thing that is pretty obvious to everybody is that last year was one of those years for our conference, with three teams making the Frozen Four, four making the tournament, a fifth being real close to the tournament. It just shows that our conference is only going to continue to get better. And if you look at the teams and returning players and the recruits that are coming in, that's pretty obvious to everybody that we'll continue to grow and get better as a conference. So it's exciting. I think the pick of Ohio State being the team to beat this year is dead on with their returning players and how that program's grown. So we're looking forward. We got an exhibition game next week against Victoria University, and we'll get underway the following week in non-conference play versus Boston College. So we're excited to get going. Thank you.
Thank you, Coach. We'll go ahead and take questions now.
If you would like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Once again, that's star one. And we have a question from Jeff Enneren, South Bend Tribune.
Hi, Coach. I was wondering if you could fill us in a little bit with who's been looking good for you in preseason and especially among your newcomers.
For sure, Jeff. Thank you. I think the player that's made the biggest impression on everybody is Keandre Miller. Keandre is a defenseman coming from the development program. Our back end is going to be the staple of our team. We have four returners led by our captain, Peter Tischke. Our three sophomores in that group are Kalanick, who you heard about being on the watch list, who had a tremendous freshman year, Tyler Enomoto and Josh S. as well, our sophomores. And then we added Keandre and Ty Emerson to that mix, along with Jesper Peltonen. So we're really excited with that group. I think the biggest impressive player coming, in the first few weeks of practice has been Keandre Miller. He's a very mobile, big defenseman that, obviously drafted in the first round by the Rangers, has everything that we thought he'd have as far as what he brings to the table. He's a great kid, and I think he's going to be a guy that you guys are going to enjoy watching. So the back end, Emerson has been was a pick the third round by Phoenix. It's a real solid competitive defenseman. He's going to be a little bit less flashy and less notable, but that's his style. He'll have a chance to be a regular defenseman out of the gate. He's had a really good start to it as well. And then up front, we've got six freshman forwards that have all come in and added some sort of character and work ethic and grit to our lineup. So we're excited about that group as well. And in that, Daniel Lebedev will get playing time early. He's coming from a North American League in Janesville. He's a kid that is a bigger goalie. He's one that we've had on our watch list for a couple years, and we're looking forward to getting him in the net early as well. So we'll have a big freshman class. They're all going to play. I think if you look at our sophomore class, I mentioned the 3D, and you put Sean Doogie, Jason Doogie, and you put Linus Weisbach in there for guys, and along with Tarek Baker, that's our sophomore class. So we're going to be really young, but I think we're going to be a fun team. Well, I know we're a fun team to coach. I think we're going to be a fun team to watch, and we're going to compete and hopefully make strides and be able to compete in our conference and have a great year.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jeff.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Next question is from Declan Goff, Minnesota Hockey Magazine.
Hey, Coach. With Keandre, do you feel he can contribute both a lot on both ends of the ice, on offense and defense? Is that kind of where you'd like to see him? Do you feel he'll excel on both sides, or is he going to kind of stay on one side of the ice as he kind of makes his home in college hockey?
Yeah, no, Declan, he's going to be he's always playing on our number one power play unit right now. He's going to get a lot of minutes. He's extremely athletic. He's a little bit raw in the position. He's just over 2 years playing as a defenseman. But he does have really elite skill. I think the part of the game now that he can learn from Marco Siki from the defensive side of it is only going to give him more confidence in how he plays. But, no, we definitely want him to be an offensive player as well. I think the size and physicality that he'll be able to play with is something that will make him a strong defensive player as well. So, like I said, he's had a great start to the first few weeks of practice. I think he's going to get a good look to make the World Junior team. So I think from what you can expect, you're going to expect an exciting player that's going to be on the ice a lot for us.
Thank you.
And once again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your next question is from Gary Santinello, New York Times.
Hi, Tony.
Good morning, Gary.
With such a young team, you've got a schedule that's the deep end of the pool pretty early. How do you balance, trying to win games, develop players, with getting the team to where you want it to be in, January, February, and March?
Yeah, you're right. We got a loaded schedule. I think if you're a college hockey player and college hockey fan, these are the teams that you want to see. We get Boston College, North Dakota, Michigan Tech, Denver, go to Clarkson, St. Lawrence as well. So it's a loaded schedule to go along with all of our Big Ten competition that, like I said, as a player and as a program and as fans, we're excited about the opportunity to play all these teams. And our job as coaches and our thought as we go through this is to get better and grow as a team and individually each and every week and face each challenge as it comes. So the Victoria game to start off, we'll get everybody's feet wet in college hockey, our first game in our building. And then the following week, we got Boston College, who was a little bit surprised, which I believe ranked 12th or 13th. And I looked at that roster and saw what they have coming back and with their freshmen coming in, I thought they might be ranked a little bit higher. So that's an extremely skilled team out of the gate that we'll see how we measure up. We'll see, where we think we can make improvements and face each week like that. But I'm excited because, these kids that we have coming in are kids that we recruited. They're kids that we're going to have a chance to grow and develop with. And like I said, we'll just look forward to each challenge as it comes. Thanks, Gare.
Thanks, Tony.
Coach, thank you very much for your time, and best of luck this season.
Appreciate it, Adam. Thank you. Thanks, everyone, for being on the call.